Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1085, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just going through some various different examples brought down in Sefer Hilchos Brachos. In reference to, we spoke about various different Mizonos examples. There's many, many different examples, but we went through the Klolim in general, so obviously, but just here and there, throwing out a few, we can't go through every single example. Obviously, it is thousands of different examples, thousands of different foods, thousands of different foods that people eat, Baruch Hashem, various different assortments, but just to have an example here and there of how to work it, besides going through the Klolim in general, which we've been going through again and again, but as we click them into the cases, you click them into the categories, you know, makes it much easier to apply each person in their own set of foods that they're eating. So interesting case. So in the reference to fruits, we're not going to go through too much. We went through all that. In general fruits, you're looking at, obviously, the Shivas, the same bracha. So by fruits, many times you'll have the Shivas Aminim, you'll have the grape, you'll have an olive, whatever. So all that comes first. That's Shivas Aminim, whether it's complete, not complete. We spoke about that. So those cases we went through quite a bit already. And even though it's small, is a little tiny olive. I have a big pomegranate, but I have a tiny little olive. It's so small. What's the olive comes first, right? Pomegranate is still from the Shivas Aminim, but it comes last. A grape so small, but still it's first, it comes before the pomegranate because it's first in the pasuk, even though it's small. So we went through all those halachas. Now in question, in reference to so Mizonos, we spoke about, what about Huadama? Interesting cases which come up in reference to Huadama. He brings down the Sefer Hilchos Brachos. A person is eating, let's say, peanuts, right? Peanuts in general, let's have regular roasted peanuts, regular bag of roasted peanuts, bihadama, and of course bar nefasho. So I just want to make that clear. It's a bar pri huadama on regular peanuts, as opposed to like almonds or cashews, which is ho'eit. So people should have mixed that up, that on regular peanut, roasted peanuts, you have huadama. So he brings on, let's say a person's eating, let's say some peanuts. Again, they're sitting down to their quote-unquote snack. They have some peanuts. They have also a granola bar, which we'll see is a very interesting case. Granola bar, which is rolled oats. You have actual oats. And oats, don't forget, is really part of the barley family. We said that, I don't remember which, I think we said it was spelt was part of the wheat family, but the oats, the rye was part of the spelt family. So be it as it may, but anyway you cut it, it's part of the Shivas, part of in the Pasuk, when we say Chitim and Sa'ira. So the oats is not specifically stated, but it is part of that which we mentioned. So we have over here a granola bar, which is a Huadama. You have also peanuts, which are also a Huadama. And have, let's say, watermelon, right? I'm eating some watermelon, which is also a huadama, and that's my snack. So what do I make the bracha on first? And again, we're assuming, of course, we're eating it all together, right? If somebody does not, we're going to see the granola bar comes first because it's part of the mikomakim min shiva kaidim. It's part of the min shiva, albeit not specifically stated in the pasuk. But let's say a person doesn't want to eat the granola bar right now. It's on the table, but I'm not interested in my granola bar. I'll be eating it later on. Right now, I want to eat the watermelon, right? So, or the peanuts, right? So that's what you make the adam on, because you're not eating the granola bar. We said in Kadima b'brachas, the order of brachas, you don't have to take the other item if you're not going to be eating it now, especially if it's not in front of you. But if you're not going to be eating it now, just because it's in front of you, you don't have to eat it. But in our case, we'll be eating the granola bar, right? I'll be eating also the peanuts and the watermelon, or might be the cantaloupe. I'm just giving an example. These are huadama questions or interesting cases of huadama. So he brings down one would make mevarech ala granola. You would make the bracha on the granola bar, the huadama, and that would include the peanuts and the watermelon. Even though you'll say that the watermelon possibly is, that wouldn't be complete, or the peanuts might be complete, be it as it may, let's say the other one is complete, it doesn't make a difference, and the other thing is more desirable, I like watermelon better than granola bar, what do you mean, you know, but it doesn't make a difference because of the fact that granola bar over here, the granola bar, let's say, is not complete, it's only a broken piece, it will still come first, he brings down mikomakim min shivakaidim, because it's part of the, like we said, the barley family, all although it's not specifically stated in the pasuk, it runs under that. Like we said, some run under. You have the spelt, you have the oats, you have the rye. So rye, some spelt, the spelt, I think we said, runs under the wheat, and then we have the oat, the rolled oats, the whole oats, which is over here, the granola, runs under the barley. So that's a very interesting concept, the way he brings it down. That's been called makom. That again, just to finish this off, the granola. Right, that's what he says, that a person will make the bracha on the granola bar first, even though, again, they like the other thing better, or the other thing is more complete. And it's also ehu adama, because of the fact that, and the granola bar is not complete, because mikol makom min shiva kodem, because of the fact that the granola bar is part of the min shiva. So that's a very interesting case over here. And assuming, let's say, you only have the peanuts and the melons, right? Peanuts and the watermelon, or whatever the case is. So I don't know if it's hard to say if that's complete. If it's, let's say we don't have complete over there, they're broken pieces or whatever, so then you would take the one that you like better, right? Watermelon, that it's hard to say is complete. It's cut up little pieces of watermelon. That's not really complete. So then possibly you would make on the peanut first if that's complete. But in case not, it's all broken up pieces, whatever. You have pieces of watermelon, pieces of peanuts, and then whatever the case is. So then you would make the bracha on the one that you like better in that case. But the interesting case is the granola bar over here, because we see that's part of the min shiva. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.